I'm Floyd Hall, and this is a Wonder Root artist feature. Today I have the pleasure of speaking with printmaker Joe Sambiris. Joe, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Glad to have you in. Let's talk about your start from Buford, Georgia.
All right.
Talk about Buford.
Well, that's where I was born in 71, and we had a farm there. And I lived there until I was 11 years old. And, you know, I think those years in somebody's life might be maybe the most formative years in somebody's life. And so that is really important to me, you know, growing up on a 100-acre farm. And basically it was most of the time it wasn't a working farm. So basically as a kid with cousins and my brother, we could just roam, you know, for however long, you know.
And what do you recall most about those moments now?
It's interesting that I think things are kind of coming into my artwork that relate to that experience. And a lot of it's very simple things like bark and trees and mud and dirt and kind of adventuring through the woods, you know, looking at leaves, looking at ferns, you know, et cetera.
I do notice that there's somewhat of a not nature narrative to your work, but mm-hmm. there's some elements that are there along with some geometry, if you will.
Yeah.
How do those things work together for you as you create?
Well, the ideas and imagery that you're talking about is definitely evolving, but maybe in a simple way. One thing that I think of, like when you bring up the geometry in nature, is that even when I create images, one thing I really try to think about is using intuition and imagination, and also combining that with reason and structure in the pieces themselves. And so those maybe those as symbols in the work even relate to that.
I like staring at your work because I think that with the sort of deconstructed elements that may be placed in a very logical way around the page, there's still a lot of mysticism and seemingly, I guess, mythology around how you're, or I guess what you're creating. But I like that it forces me to look and to stare and to figure out where does this piece go or does this relate to that piece. So can you talk about how you, I guess, deconstruct images or themes in your work in terms of how you maybe place things or just what you're thinking about as you are placing them around the image?
Yeah, I think that's a really, really cool question. Because it's some things I've been thinking about recently. You know, especially now, I'm really trying to tap into intuition and choosing combinations of symbols, objects, and shapes, colors, etc., that do create some sort of, like, when combined, it creates something really new. And it's something hard to explain perfectly because it's a lot of it's a feeling. Like if I'll take a, you know, especially in new things that I'm working on, like if I'll take a, you know, a column from ancient Greece and then combine that with maybe in the same picture, there's like a fork from, you know, an early American silver fork or something like that. And like what happens when something that random or seemingly random, combines and creates something new. Those things are interesting to me. Not sure if I totally answered your question, but on a certain level, it's as much of a mystery to me as it is to you.
Okay.
You know, I'm trying to, tap into my intuition and choose things that feel right to me. And I do a lot of work. You know, there's a lot of work that goes into that. You know, there's a lot of meditation. There's a lot of research. For me, these, whether it's graphic design, you know, like sometimes I'll put numbers in the work or a letter or something like that, along with different kinds of objects. None of that is arbitrary. You know, it's all carefully, even if sometimes quickly, you know, it's carefully chosen and placed with the other things to create a dynamic that moves me, you know, and makes me feel something. And essentially, I hope what it's doing is stirring your imagination and my imagination as I'm working on these things.
You went to SCAD.
Yeah.
For your BFA.
Mm-hmm.
And then you went to Greece.
Yeah.
Talk about that decision and why that was important for you.
The opportunity presented itself. So on a simple way, you know, I just took it because that opportunity was there. Maybe there was a natural kind of inclination to kind of tap into some roots, explore some roots, explore what Greece, my father's Greek. And so and my father's very Greek, so, and my mom's from the States, but my dad is, you know, has brought up my family to really cherish and respect the Greek heritage. So going there is probably on one level a way for me to see what that was, to see what was this land that he cherished. And even to this day, you know, it's something he cherishes and I do too now. So I think a major part of it was that.
Was that your first time visiting?
No.
Okay.
No, we, you know, I might've been about four times, you know, in like middle school and maybe high school. We went twice during the summer. So I'd spend time with cousins and family and, you know, a little bit of time in Athens, but mainly, the time I spent there was in a small village that my dad's from in Greece called Mikrothebe.
But you were there for 2 years.
Yes.
So that's not just a visit. You were there mm-hmm. for a while. What did that mean for your art though?
Yeah, I think that was the first time I started working on a body of work. You know, I just finished school. I was doing a little bit of illustration work. Very quickly, I realized I wanted to do more fine art than illustration, even though I was taking on a few illustration jobs. So when I was there, one nice thing was being able to kind of just begin a little bit to kind of tap into mythologies. And of course, you know, in Greece, that was a major thing, being there and being connected to that. And maybe more importantly, it was being connected to the land, you know, not just the history, but also just being connected to the land, the water, even the sky and the mountains. The farmland, because the village, that I stayed in, you know, there was farmland for miles and miles outside of this like small village. And so that was, kind of undeniable.
So how did that compare that village or that farm existence compare to Beaufort?
Oh, it was very different. I mean, 'cause one is age, you know, made it a very different thing because when I was in Greece, of course, I was also trying to make a living and doing things. When you're a kid, things are totally different. You're just trying to be crazy and do whatever. But very, very different experience than being in Beaufort. You know, in Beaufort, that was the era of Dukes of Hazzard and, you know, Star Wars coming out and Indiana Jones coming out. So that was a very different cultural environment.
So coming back to Atlanta and starting to develop your career, what were some of the first things that you wanted to focus on once you got back?
Got back from Greece?
Yes.
Who knows? Survival. Mm. You know, I don't really remember, you know, exactly. You know, I can't. Oh, actually, I did come back because I got an offer to make stained glass windows for a company, because I started designing some stained glass windows when I was in Greece for a company, just doing drawings. And then someone that had a glass company here offered me a job if I'd come back to actually not only design but construct them. And so I did that a little bit. And I mean, God, for maybe 10 years after that, I, you know, held 40 different jobs. But I was drawing all the time. I was working in framing, stained glass, doing little illustration work. And mainly just, filling up sketchbooks and piling up sketchbooks. You know, I have maybe like 15 to 20 different sketchbooks filled of stuff that I've never really shared with anybody.
So looking back at that time and then fast forwarding to now, what's the biggest change that you've noticed in your artwork?
A lot of things, you know, I mean, it's kind of hard for me to say, but a lot of things have changed. I think some of the things that I was doing when, you know, I got out of SCAD, was in Greece and came back, I think I was trying to handle too much. You know, I was dealing with a world in my work that I really wasn't able to cope with. It was too big or something. The themes were too big or something like that. And, it's an interesting question, because I think now I'm actually kind of, I'm not going to say going back to that kind of work, but I am doing something that I think I was attempting to do then and not really being able to pull off, you know, maybe a little bit here and there, but not really being able to do.
I would like to ask you about your approach to group shows versus your solo shows. Mm. You've been in a lot of group shows. Mm. And I always wonder what artists are thinking about when they're a part of group shows, and then how that approach is different when it's just them. Mm. And you've had some great reception from your solo shows.
Mm, thank you.
But I'm curious in terms of how you approach those two opportunities.
Yeah. It's always different. I mean, every solo show is always different. And every group show is always different. I mean, the group shows differ drastically, you know, because sometimes it's a group show where they ask you to do a piece based on a theme, which I'm usually not excited about. You know, I've done those a few times, but I'm not excited about, because I'm already working on kind of a body of work. And so when somebody asks me to do something that's different than what I do currently, it always turns out to be usually a little underdeveloped or something. Some group shows are like something that, you know, I give work that I already have. And it's not really considered, you know, the group dynamic of the show is not really considered that much. Sometimes it's very, very involved. And that's usually how I like group shows to be, where it's just an involved, curated thing where the pieces all together kind of speak to each other and create something, dynamic and, expansive. And it kind of, I don't know, just do something more than just having a bunch of images in a room that are random. Solo shows are kind of the most exciting, on one level because you really get to cultivate a world. That's really fun. It's very fun to do. The difference in those is just that it takes, you know, like right now I'm working on work and it, you know, could be 2 years before I actually even show anything. So one thing nice about group shows is at least you get to like exhibit something fairly quickly. Cause usually it's like one piece or something like that.
So what still inspires you? Or I guess I should say what inspires you or what is inspiring you right now?
In a simple way, a simple answer is everything. I mean, I know that's a kind of a cheap shot. but on one level, I mean, everything, the struggles of life, the successes, good things, bad things, it's all influential.
Then.
Yeah. But in my artwork, some of the biggest moments that I've been having lately have come from spending time in the forest. You know, recently I went up to the Hambidge Center for Arts and Sciences, did a fellowship there. So it was, you know, 2 weeks in the forest in a cabin, alone pretty much most of the time. And spent, you know, a few days on Cumberland Island, spent some time up in the woods in North Carolina. You know, these things were happening recently. And so maybe on one level, those experiences, the most recent kind of things that have happened to me, those are really have left kind of profound effects. You know, I've been trying to understand what like the word nature means, you know, and understand a little bit about that, you know, the mystery and, you know, I don't know if I can say like the essence of like a forest or nature, and I'm exploring that. So very big stuff, you know, I don't take that lightly.
Joe Zambiris, let everyone know who's listening to this, how they can find out more about your work and what you're involved with.
So right now, if you want to find out more about my work, as far as, well, something like this is a way, a major way. But you'll only know that if you're listening to this. Cause I don't want to immediately just talk, you just go, well, online at, but I'll go ahead and do that. my website, joeeliaszambiris.com, hasn't been updated in a minute. So, very likely I have like a Facebook artist page. That's probably one of the, you know, better it might be better curated than my website, oddly enough. So those are some places to see the work. You know, I'm making the new image for the CSA program, which is kind of how all this came about, for Wonderroot. So yeah, purchasing a share, you'll get a new piece that I'm working on. And, I feel strongest about this new stuff. It'll be a while before I, you know, show work. I currently represented at Kylan Art Gallery. So that's definitely a place to go and speak to the owner, Yukai, about my work. And, you can get a showing, or he can privately kind of show you the work if you go down there to Kylan Art Gallery. I think that's it.
Well, all right.
Email me.
What is your email address?
Oh, chimbaris@gmail.com.
All right.
And my phone number? No.
Not here, no. Joe Zambiris, thank you for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. It's been enjoyable.